But just to end, it got late early. We were just starting to have fun. But just to end with one last ta'ara, and that is going back to the beginning of the daf. The Gemara said, Amr Abavo, Amru Malachi Asher Slifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Mipnei Ma En Yisrael Omer Shir Lefanecha, B'Roshanah V'Yom Kippur. Why is it that the Yidden don't sing Shir? They don't say Hallel Roshanah V'Yom Kippur. Amr Lehem. So the Ebeshet told Malachi Asher, Efshem Melech Yoyshev Al Kisei Din, V'Sifrei Chaim V'Sifrei Meisim P'suchim Lefanov, V'Yisrael Omer Shir. Is it possible the Sifrei Chaim Sifrei Meisim P'suchim Hashem is judging the world right now? You want the Yidden to sing Shira. The truth is that the Havamina of the Malachim is a little bit of a chiddush. Why did Malachim even think? Why did Malachim even think that the Yidden should sing Shira on this day? What was even the Havamina? Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is a day of Hallel? Like, why would you think so? Meaning, the Malachi Asharis had a kasha. Mipnei ma ein haimrim Hallel. Why don't you say Hallel? L'chura, what was even the Havamina? We once mentioned in the name of Rabbi Tzalul Zolti in his Sefer Mishnas Yaivitz, where Rabbi Tzalul Zolti is medayik in the Rambam, that the Rambam, when he talks in Hilchas Yontif about the dinim of Yontif, so the Rambam says, quote, he says, Shivas Yimei HaPesach, Vishmoynas Yimei HaChag, Im Shar Yomim Toivim Kulam Asurim Behesped V'Tainas. The 7 days of Pesach, the 8 days of Yontif, Im Shar Yomim Toivim, with all the other Yomim Toivim that were all lost Behesped V'Tainas. And he had a beautiful deek in the Rambam. What are the Shar Yomim Toivim? Shivas Yimei HaPesach, the 7 days of Pesach, the 8 days of Sukkot, including L'Rabbi Shmini Atzeres, together with the other Yomim Toivim. There's three Yomim Toivim. There's Pesach, the Shavuos, and the Sukkot. So the Chura, he already addressed Pesach, Shivas Yimei Pesach. He addressed Sukkot, Shmoneh Yimei Achag. He even got Shmini Atzeres in the Rambam did. So the only other Yontif really is Shavuos. But the Rambam says, Imshar Yomim Toivim. What are the Yomim Toivim? So said Rav Zolti, it's Muchach, that the Rambam held that Roshon is a Yontif. And it's a Yontif. And it's also Behesped Uvetainas. And the Rambam continues, V'chayiv Adam Lias Behem Someach V'toiv Lev. Hu Ubon of the Ishnei Ubnei Beisai. And he brought this Rambam as a makar that there's a mitzvah of Simcha in Rosh Hashanah. You say, of course there's a mitzvah of Simcha in Rosh Hashanah. No, not of course at all. The Rosh brings in these sugyas that we're just skipping because we don't have enough time, that really there was a machlekes whether you have to fast on Rosh Hashanah, or whether you could fast on Rosh Hashanah, or whether you're not allowed to fast on Rosh Hashanah. There's a whole bunch of difference of opinions. But said Rav Zolti, in the Rambam it's mashma that the Rambam held it's a real yontif. The Rambam's talking about mitzvah simcha because he says shivas yimei pesach v'shmoynas yimei achag im shar yomim toivim kulam asurim behesved v'tainus v'chayvon liyas b'em sameach v'toiv leiv. And the shar yomim toivim has to include Rosh Hashanah because there's only one other day, Shavuos, and he can't mean the 2 days Shavuos. Why? Because if it was 2 days Shavuos, it wouldn't have been shivas yimei pesach. It would have been the 8 days of Pesach. Because if he means chutz laretz, then you would have had the extra day of Pesach, and it wouldn't have been Shmoneh Yimei Chag, you would have had some Chastair, you would have had 9 days of Chag. So it's clear the Rambam's talking in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, there's only one other day Shavuos. Must be it's Rosh Hashanah. This was his beautiful rice. He said, had the Rambam know that? So he said, you know, the Rambam knew that, I think he knew it from this Gemara. Because the Gemara says, the Malachi Ashar has asked the Ebishtim, Ipnei Ma in Yisrael, Oimrim Shira, Lefanech, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippurim. What was the Havamini you should sing Shira? Oh, must be, because it's a Yom Simcha, like the Rambam says. If it's a Yom Simcha, that's why you should say Shira. And if that's the case, it's Mashri Yom Kippur is also a Yom Simcha. We spoke about that. Yom Kippur is a day of Simcha. That's the Gemara in the Masechtas Tainus. This is a raid by. It's somewhere in the end of Masechtas Yuma. But the bottom line is, this was the question that they asked. What was the answer? What did Eibush to tell him? Sifrei Chaim v'Sifrei Meisim Suchim v'Atem Oimrim Shira. At first glance, it's a very, very intuitive answer. But I saw Dover Nifla in one of the drashas from the Chassam Sofer. I don't know what this means, but it's kedai to hear L'shoina Yazov Shalach Chassam Sofer. And we're going to end with this. The Hilgich Chassam Sofer, he's discussing a pasuk in Parshas Nitzavim, Asher Yeshnei Poyimanu Oymed Ayoyim Lefnei Hashem Elokeinu Veis Asher Einenu Poyimanu Ayoyim. And in the middle of that, he explains the pasuk, and he says, quote, Al Derech Shekibalnu, we have a Kabbalah, Sheberosh Hashanah V'Yom HaKippurim, on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, HaNeshamois HaKdoshois, Shekvar Meso, V'Nishmois HaOvois, the Neshamas of the people that already died, and the neshamas of the avos mitstarfen imanu bebeis haknesses betfilosein. So we've heard of the neshamas; they come down by the chuppah, by the mitzvah tans. The Chassam Sofer says we have a kabbalah. I mean, when the Chassam Sofer talks per amizah, you know he's giving us a glimpse. Al derech shekibalnu, We have a Kabbalah that in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the Neshamas HaKadosh Shekvar Mesu, the Neshavas of the Zaydis, the Mitztaref Imanu Bebeis HaKnesses Betfiloseinu, they daven with us in Shul Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So the Chassam Sofer said, Lefize Yeshloimah, that's the Pnimiyas HaInyan of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Mepnei Ma'ein Oimrim Shira, the Malachi Asharis were puzzled. They couldn't understand. Everyone's so perplexed. Why is there no Shira? You have to know what the Havamin is, but no one could understand. And the Teretz was Sifrei Chaim Vesifrei Meis, and Avad because when the Yidden daven Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, you don't see it, but really the neshamas of the Zaydas, they're all sitting with you and they're davening with you together. And it's a very, very big minyan. It's a minyan mamish with Zaydas and with Doiris. Al derech shekibalnu. That's the way it is on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. He said, we know, Chazal say, loy hamesim yahalulu ka. The Mason don't have the ability to be Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Sedech Sam Sofer, Sifrei Chayim V'Sifrei Mason Psuchim. Can we say Shira? It's not possible to say Shira because it's not just Chayim that are in Beis Medrash. It's the Mason in the Beis Medrash as well. The Chayim can sing Shira, but the Mason don't have the ability to sing Shira because Loi HaMason Yahalalu Ka. And it brings other psukim as well. A mace can sing Shira. And that's what the Eibishter meant. Om Alehem, Efshem Melech Yoshev Al Kisei Din. V'sifrei chayim v'sifrei meisim psuchim lefonov v'Yisrael oimrim shira. This is a remes to this idea that it's not just the chayim in the Beis HaKnesses, the meisim are there too, and a meis doesn't have the ability to sing shira. When a person's alive, koil haneshama tahalol ka, I'll call neshima neshima tahalol ka. Pasha, you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for every neshima, but it's more than that. It's while a person has a neshima, that's when he can be mahal v'ebishta. But once a person, you can come, you can from musif in the sanatayke for everything. Thing for hinani, but in terms of saying halal, that's not shayach because loy hamesim yahaluluka. When a person's alive, you can be meshabech hakadosh baruch hu. Once a person's not alive anymore, at that point, it's not shayach. And sedech sam soifer, that's a pnimius of this gemara. Sifrei chayim v'sifrei mesim suchim lefanav yisrael oimrim shira. The mesim are in Beis Knesset. What are they going to do? So all of a sudden, it's going to be loyig l'rosh. All the chayim are going to sing shira, and the mesim are not going to be able to sing shira. That's why we don't sing Shira. That's why we don't say Halal on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur.